With me is Mohammad from Afghanistan. Hello, Mohammad. You are part of the editorial team here of Newcomer News since the first workshop, since the beginning. But we didn't hear your story about Afghanistan yet. Where you are exactly from in Afghanistan?
Okay, thanks. The first hello to all of our colleagues. And my name is Mohammad Nazir and my family name is Momand. I'm from Afghanistan. I'm from north of Afghanistan and exactly I'm from Baghlan province.
And what about your hometown and what is it like? Is it in the mountains? Is it... I cannot imagine anything from Afghanistan.
Yeah, at the first I want to say I love my Afghanistan and now I miss Afghanistan. And yeah, Afghanistan is like a mountain country and exactly our area and our province and our village also like a mountain. And yeah, like this.
And how did you live with your family? What was the surroundings? Yeah. What was your house like?
It became... about 9 years to I'm little bit I'm with my family because when I graduated from school, after that when I go to university and I finished my university, and sometimes when I was in the work in some different places, yeah. But now I miss my family, and at that time we was together. And I have a family, and my family is in Afghanistan, but me and my brother, we go to Germany together.
Where did you learn your perfect English?
Yeah, my English is not perfect, but I learn English in course. And we have a subject in the school, and also we have a subject in the university, but not so good. But I learn English in the course, yeah.
And what about your... well, from school to work, what have you done?
Yeah, in 2005 I graduated from school, and in 2009 I graduated from agriculture faculty, and after that I worked with different organizations in Afghanistan and like an international organization in Afghanistan. Like example, I worked with Mercy Corps organization, and also I work with DI organization. And I work at like they get a fund from NATO, and NATO have a program of army in Afghanistan, and also they have a program like a social program in programs in Afghanistan, like a health department, construction department, agriculture department, like this. But I work it in agriculture department in Afghanistan.
What have you done exactly in the agricultural sector?
Yeah, but when I was in Mercy Corp organization, my position was agriculture business development officer, and I was like a teacher and like a trainer. I turned to all of the farmers when my colleague and I have a schedule time like this. And when I get a job with DI organization, I'm also at that time I was like a trainer, and I get a train for the civil service in Afghanistan. To about the time of the work, everything to plan the work, I work it.
What about the situation, the agricultural situation in Afghanistan? What is growing there?
Yeah, kind of fruits, kind of vegetables, kind of everything is in Afghanistan. And also Afghanistan have a good nature, and also every like a fruit and growing apps, everything is available in Afghanistan. But the problem is the situation of Afghanistan is not good yet.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the security situation here in Germany, but in Afghanistan there's no comparison. It's getting... How does the security situation affect the agricultural sector?
The problem is too, Afghanistan country is, I think, poor country. And also Afghanistan is now, it's from 2005, I think the agriculture system became like a higher system like this to different organization, different companies work it, and also different organization turn to all of the farmers like this too. They have to improve the knowledge about the agriculture sector like this. Now the agriculture system in Afghanistan is good.
Yeah. Is it how, if you compare it to Germany, to Europe, is it a lot of machines and or is it more handwork?
I think if in Afghanistan the farmer have a like machinery and a sector of the agriculture, I think for all of the neighbor of Afghanistan, they will be export all of the fruit and grain like rice and everything like this. Because the problem is though our farmers, they using from bad basic things. And if they have like, if we compare the agriculture system from Germany, between Germany and Afghanistan, if from all of the machine we can use it in Afghanistan and that's like available in Afghanistan, for sure I can say all of the places in Afghanistan they are available too, you can grow everything like this. And also we can export around of Afghanistan, like a neighbor of Afghanistan like this, yeah.
But now it's because of the security situation.
Exactly.
You cannot. Is there enough food for the people in Afghanistan now?
It's different province have a different situation. And from Baghlan province, yeah, we have a lot of different food, different fruits, and also different kind of grown like rice and different vegetables like this. And also the problem is though we haven't like different machines and different like a. Cold places, so what can I explain? Like a greenhouse like this. The problem is though, in that summer, everything is cheap. The prices. And at that time, all of the farmers, they export to neighbor of Afghanistan, exactly like Pakistan. And after that, the Pakistan have a harvesting system like this. At different times, they again import to Afghanistan like this.
So it's not for the whole year?
Yeah, no, not for the whole year. But for all of the years, our hand is like we have to get. Because we have no like a sector system, not harvesting system, not like a cold places for, yeah, we have not.
For storage?
Yeah.
And to make it?
Yeah.
And what about your favorite food there in Afghanistan? If you work with vegetables, if you work in the agricultural sector, you have a favorite dish, favorite vegetable, favorite meal?
At the first, I want to say when I was with my family, because they've make it the different foods and also delicious food. My favorite food is rice and also bean. It's called bean, I think, yeah. And also my favorite fruit is banana. And also my favorite vegetables also for to I use it gemüse, by the way, it's gemüse, onion. Yeah.
Everything is growing.
Yeah, everything is
bananas. Growing.
Yeah, bananas in some province of Afghanistan it's called too, the weather is warm. Yeah, but now it's also belong to security because our government not have a responsibility about the different places of Afghanistan. And we have to import from neighbor of Afghanistan, exactly like Pakistan.
How did you experience, well, the situation, the political situation in your land? There were the Taliban and then, well, there was the war against the Taliban. How did this affect your life?
Yeah, but the problem is though, it became 35 years war in Afghanistan, and also all of the countries they know about the situation in Afghanistan. But the problem is though at the last time, at the last some years ago, we have Taliban, but now it's called Daesh, and also the Daesh also come, but now they have have effect to some different provinces of Afghanistan. But I worry about it, maybe in the next years, like they will be gated, and it's a big problem in Afghanistan too. They will be attacked to all of the province of Afghanistan.
How did you make up your mind leaving your family, leaving your country? What happened?
Yeah, but when I worked in Afghanistan with NATO like this, and also with different international organization in Afghanistan, at that time I was have a problem with the Taliban, and I have to leave Afghanistan. Because my brother also at that time was police student, yeah. And we they write the letter for us. We have to like stop our work. And also the other possibility we can join to that political like system like this. And we didn't want like this. And just because of this, me and my brother, we leave Afghanistan because of this. And now my family is, my two sisters and also my small brother, and also my mother and my father, they are in Afghanistan. But I worry about it and for my family, because a little bit they are safe, not more. Because all of the time I'm thinking about my family.
How did you and your brother, how did you manage to leave Afghanistan? Which were your steps on the way to Germany?
Yeah, at that time when they write a letter for us, and they said for the first time, you have to stop your work, and also your brother have to join with us. And at the first time, I didn't care about it. For the second time, they write it for us. Now you have 15 days like this. You have to start your work with us, and your brother also leave the police student like this. And if you remember, on 7th of August 2015, that was in police academy, became suicide attack, and about 100 students of police academy became die. And that time, my brother also was police student, and my brother get a shock. And during the 2 weeks, I and my brother, we decided together we have to leave Afghanistan and until to Iran, because I have a passport, and my brother also, until to Iran we flight by airplane, and from Iran until to Turkey, until to Greece, like Greenland, Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, and Hungary, Austria, and Germany. We have come to Germany because Germany at the moment, they accepted as like open arms like this. And in the future, I hope also, yeah.